तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
आतंकवादको संज्ञा दिएका चरमपन्थीहरूका पछिल्ला घातक कार्यहरूका कारण सरकार र यससँग सम्बन्धित एजेन्सीहरूलाई राष्ट्रिय र अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय सुरक्षाका विषयलाई सम्बोधन गर्न नयाँ तरिकाको सोचलाई विकास गर्न बाध्य बनाएको छ। टु दि एक्सट्रिमको यो एपिसोडमा दक्षिणपन्थीहरूको जोखिमलाई बुझ्न युएस क्यापिटल विद्रोह र क्राइस्ट चर्च नरसंहारको गहिराईमा पुगेर विश्लेषण गरिएको छ।
I saw one gun in the floor and police was stopping here. There was a lot of people died and injured.
चरमपन्थीहरूका पछिल्ला वृद्धि हुँदै गइरहेका गतिविधिहरूलाई जटिल रोगसँग तुलना गरिने गरिन्छ। रोगको पहिचान र निदानको प्रक्रिया जस्तै चरमपन्थी प्रकोपहरूको उत्पत्ति र तिनका भौगोलिक र सामाजिक संरचनाहरूको सम्बन्धित अधिकारीहरूले गहिरो मूल्याङ्कन गर्ने गर्दछन्। तिनीहरूका गतिविधि कहाँ केन्द्रित छन्, यो कसरी सरिरहेको छ र यिनीहरूको संक्रमणबाट को बढी संवेदनशील छ भन्ने जस्ता विषयहरूको निगरानी गरिन्छ। गत जुनमा अतिवादी सम्बन्धी भिक्टोरियाली सरकारको एक छानबिनका क्रममा सान फ्रान्सिस्को स्टेट विश्वविद्यालयका प्राध्यापक जेम्स मार्टेलले अतिवादीसँगको प्रतिरोधका उपायहरू खोज्न र उनीहरूका बारेमा बुझ्न उनीहरूका कार्यहरूको नक्साङ्कन गर्नु जरुरी रहेको बताएका थिए।
In the US, I can attest to the development of this disease, which has grown in leaps and bounds. The disease begins to grow and spread. Once the disease really sets in, these subjects are unaffected by facts, science, or disapproval. I think they're suspended in a web of thoughtlessness, the fungus itself, where everything is already known and everything is already okay. We are not at the full bloom of the disease just yet, and we're facing the worst crisis of our democracy since the US Civil War. I truly hope that your inquiry helps to arm Victoria and Australia more generally against this terrible disease.
Victoria भएको छानबिनमा चरमपन्थी विचारहरूमा वृद्धि र यसले समुदायमा पुर्याउन सक्ने हानिहरूका बारेमा अध्ययन गरिएको छ। अस्ट्रेलियाले निकै चासोका बीच यसका बारेमा छानबिन अगाडि बढाउँदै गर्दा उता अमेरिकाले भने आत्मसमीक्षा गरिरहेको छ। सन् 2021 अमेरिकामा एक अभूतपूर्व घटनाका लागि सम्झना गर्न योग्य वर्ष हो। अभूतपूर्व यस अर्थमा कि अमेरिकी इतिहासमै सम्भवतः दक्षिणपन्थी समूहहरूको सबैभन्दा ठूलो परिचालन भएको वर्षमध्येको यो एक हो। जनवरी 6 तारिकका दिन पूर्व राष्ट्रपति डोनाल्ड ट्रम्पका समर्थकहरूले अमेरिकी क्यापिटलमा गरेको आक्रमण चुनावी नतिजाहरूलाई स्वीकार नगर्ने वा नतिजाको प्रमाणीकरणलाई रोक्ने एक कुटिल प्रयास थियो। तत्कालीन उपराष्ट्रपति माइक पेन्स, सभामुख न्यान्सी पलेसी र अन्य राजनीतिज्ञहरूलाई खोज्दै हिंसात्मक भिड क्यापिटल प्रवेश गरेको थियो।
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore, and that's what this is all about.
उक्त घटनामा 5 जनाको ज्यान जान पुग्यो भने घटनामा संलग्न रहेको आरोपमा संयौंलाई संघीय अपराध गरेको आरोप लाग्यो। जोसुआ फिचर भिल्स न्युयोर्क शहरमा अतिवादी समूहका बारेमा अनुसन्धान गर्ने संस्था काउन्टर एक्सट्रिमिजम प्रोजेक्टका अनुसन्धानकर्ता हुन्। उनी डोनाल्ड ट्रम्पले आफ्नो चुनावी हार स्वीकार गर्न नसक्नुको खतरनाक उदाहरणका रूपमा उक्त घटनालाई सम्झन्छन्। उनका अनुसार डोनाल्ड ट्रम्प अमेरिकी प्रोटोकलका हिसाबले प्रजातन्त्रका लागि खतरा हुन् र रहिरहनेछन्।
The myth of stolen elections has the potential to be used in the future to sow discord and distrust, promote violence, and delegitimize future elections. Denying the results of an election when they are unfavorable to you goes against democratic principles and can empower right-wing extremist groups and future authoritarians.
हालै मात्र अति दक्षिणपन्थी समूह प्राउड बोइज र द बेसलाई न्युजिल्यान्ड सरकारले आतंकवादी सूचीमा राखेको छ। प्राउड बोइजलाई न्युजिल्यान्डमा आतंकवादी समूह घोषणा गरिँदै गर्दा द बेसलाई बेलायत, क्यानाडा र अस्ट्रेलियामा आतंकवादी समूह घोषणा भइसकेको छ। अमेरिकाको स्टेट डिपार्टमेन्टले भने विदेशी समूहलाई मात्रै आतंकवादी संस्थाका रूपमा सूचीबद्ध गर्ने गर्दछ। लिडिया खलिल शीघ्र प्रकाशनका क्रममा रहेको राइज अफ द एक्सट्रिमिजम की लेखिका हुन्।
There were norms around a president conceding power. And so there was this erasure and erosion of norms that we took for granted. And that really clarified for me how important norms are rather than laws and legislation.
Dr. David Smith, United States Studies Center ma rajniti ra videsh niti ka upapradhyapak ka rup ma karyarat chan. Unka anusar yo ghatna ke samma sambhav chha bhanera biswalai Donald Trump le dekhaeko udaharan ho.
This was another example of the way that Trump showed the rest of the world's far right exactly what was possible. Trump just kept pushing the boundaries because he refused to be constrained by anything. And I think for a lot of far-right actors, that was the lesson that they took. Just don't allow yourself to be constrained by anything. But these barriers that you think stand in the way are a lot weaker than they actually look. And if you just push hard enough against them, they're going to fall over.
त्यसो भए अस्ट्रेलियालाई जोखिम र राजनीतिक अतिवादका हिसाबले कसरी तुलना गरिन्छ त? अन्य पश्चिमी प्रजातान्त्रिक मुलुकमा नभएका सुरक्षात्मक संयन्त्रहरू अस्ट्रेलियामा रहेको बताइन्छ। सन् 1996 पोर्ट पोथरमा 35 जनाको ज्यान जाने गरी भएको घटनापछि अस्ट्रेलियाले हतियार सम्बन्धी कानूनलाई कडा बनाएको केहीले विश्वास गर्छन्। प्राध्यापक खलिल यसमा सहमति जनाउँछिन्। नकारात्मक तत्त्वलाई सन्तुलनमा राख्नका लागि अस्ट्रेलियाले थुप्रै मापदण्ड बनाएको उनी विश्वास गर्छिन्।
You know, things like compulsory voting. So we have a less of that polarized political culture here. And it, you know, it comes down to simple electoral laws. With that, I think it shouldn't let us become complacent. I think it should allow us to continually guard what we have. So we're certainly not immune to these dynamics. There is a growth, but I'd say on to balance out that negative, we do have a bunch of protective positive factors in Australian society.
लोकतान्त्रिक पद्धतिमाथि विश्वास कायम राख्ने प्रयास अन्य देशहरूको तुलनामा धेरै रहेको पनि उनले बताइन्।
To truly combat it really requires no less than the regeneration and the renewal of our democracy and the continual guarding of our democracy. And we've seen erosion to the democratic systems. This phenomenon kind of fits in with broader democratic erosion. And to say that we need to tackle that aspect of it rather than just focusing on counterterrorism operations if we're trying to truly get at the heart of the issue.
Dr. Smith, Australia's history is in a peaceful way. Australia's society has been less than the events of the events.
If you try to follow the development of right-wing extremist groups in Australia, you quickly lose count of how many are constantly appearing and disappearing. Even though their presence in Australia is disturbing in a lot of ways, it doesn't pose the same kind of threat that you see in the United States. We shouldn't assume that Australians just don't do that. Australians do do that, given the circumstances. It was an Australian, Brenton Tarrant, who carried out the Christchurch massacre in New Zealand.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
March 15, 2019 न्युजिल्यान्डको क्राइस्टचर्चमा रहेका दुईवटा मस्जिदमा शुक्रबार नमाज पढ्ने समयमा भएका गोलीकाण्डमा पनि 51 जनाले ज्यान गुमाए। उक्त घटनामा 49 जना घाइते हुन पुगे। पछि उक्त घटनाका दोषीलाई आजीवन कारावासको सजाय सुनाइयो। यो न्युजिल्यान्डको इतिहासमै पहिलो आतंकवाद सम्बन्धी अभियोग थियो। घटनापछि प्रधानमन्त्री जसिन्डा आर्डनले कल टु एक्सन समिटका लागि तुरन्तै आह्वान गरिन् र घटनाको 2 महिनापछि 15 मेका दिन पेरिसमा उक्त घटनाको समीक्षा भयो। काउन्टर एक्सट्रिमिजम प्रोजेक्टका जोसुआ फिजरबेस उक्त आह्वानले अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय खतराका बारेमा पहिचान गर्न सहज भएको बताउँछन्।
The Christchurch call currently has 54 government signatories as well as the European Commission, the Council of Europe, UNESCO and multiple tech companies including the largest social media and video streaming sites in the US and Europe.
Dr. David Smith उक्त घटनाले अतिवादी आक्रमणका घटना अमेरिकामा मात्र हुँदैनन् भन्ने कुरा सबैलाई छक्छकाएको बताउँछन्। डाक्टर डेभिड स्मिथ उक्त घटनाले अतिवादी आक्रमणका घटना अमेरिकामा मात्र हुँदैनन् भन्ने कुरा सबैलाई झकझकाएको बताउँछन्।
This attack really made people realize that violent right-wing extremism wasn't something that was unique to the US, that it's a major problem here. I think that that did have a pretty significant effect in waking Australians and New Zealanders up to the threat that is, that is actually in our midst.
उनका अनुसार मक्वेरी विश्वविद्यालयको एक पेपरले कथाकथित आक्रमणकारीको घोषणापत्रलाई विश्लेषण गरेको थियो.
What is often referred to as white nationalism, I would actually call white internationalism. That white people globally are an endangered minority. So whereas nationalism is traditionally focused on your own nation and the strength of your own nation, this kind of white internationalism, it means Australians see things like high levels of Muslim immigration in Western Europe, and they feel threatened by that because they believe that there's a global conspiracy to replace white people.
The Great Replacement भन्ने एक षड्यन्त्रकारी सिद्धान्तले गोरा मानिसहरू अल्पसंख्यक आप्रवासीहरूद्वारा प्रतिस्थापन हुँदैछन् भन्ने कुराको भ्रम छरेको छ. यो सिद्धान्त फैलाउनुको कारण नयाँ हुन सक्दछ, तर गोरा मानिसहरूको ठाउँ अरूले लिँदैछन् भन्ने चासो चाहिँ नयाँ होइन. यस्तै अवधारणाले 1960 र 70 को दशकमा क्लु क्लक्स क्लान र 90 रेसिस्ट स्किनहेड समूहमा प्रभाव पारेको थियो. प्राध्यापक खलिल यही सिद्धान्तले क्राइस्टचर्च आक्रमणकारीलाई प्रेरित गरेको बताउँछिन्.
And so I think we need to understand these lone attackers as part of a continuum and part of a broader kind of ecosystem of right-wing extremist violence. It's really tempting to say that these are just lone individuals just going off on their own who are disturbed. But that's not the whole story.
अस्ट्रेलियाको सुरक्षा सम्बन्धी संस्था अस्ट्रेलियन सेक्युरिटी इन्टेलिजेन्स अर्गनाइजेसनका निर्देशक माइक पुर्गेस संस्थाले हेर्ने आधा भन्दा बढी केस यस्तै प्रकृतिका रहेको बताउँछन्.
ASIO's focus is on a small number of angry and alienated Australians. We're seeing a growing number of individuals and groups that don't fit left right spectrum at all. Instead, they're motivated by a fear of societal collapse, a specific social or economic grievance or conspiracy. Individuals who hold these views and are willing to support violence to further them are best and most accurately described as ideologically motivated violent extremists.
उनका अनुसार संस्थाले गरिरहेको आतंकवाद सम्बन्धी अनुसन्धानमा 15% 18 वर्ष मुनिका किशोरहरू रहेका छन्.
The number of minors being radicalized is getting higher and the age of minors being radicalized is getting lower. Children as young as 13 are now embracing extremism and that's happening with religiously motivated violent extremism and ideologically motivated violent extremism. As the Director General of Security, this trend is deeply concerning. As a parent, this trend is deeply distressing. As a nation, we need to reflect on why some of our teenagers are hanging Nazi flags and portraits of the Christchurch killer on their bedroom walls, and why others are sharing beheading videos.
यता जोसिया फिसर ब्रिज भने समुदाय सचेत बन्नुपर्ने तर आफ्ना दैनिक गतिविधि भने नडराइकन गर्न सुझाव दिन्छन्.
Awareness is key. It's important to educate yourself about the threat posed by the extreme right to individuals and society as a whole. Learning about the white supremacist movements and then also learning about what people have done in the past to expose them to create resilient communities is, you know, it's very important to do that as well and to see how people have fought back against it.
Online प्रलोभनमा परिरहेका कम उमेरका मानिसहरूलाई यस्ता गतिविधि वा विचारधारा त्याग्नका लागि सहयोग गर्न सकिने उनी बताउँछन्. डाक्टर डेभिड स्मिथ पनि फिसर बर्चको भनाइमा समर्थन जनाउँदै यस्ता गतिविधिमा संलग्न किशोरहरूलाई त्यहाँबाट बाहिर निकाल्न सकिने तर्क गर्छन्.
Just go around distrusting everybody all the time. I wouldn't lose hope. We're talking about people at very confusing and demoralizing stages of their life, of their life in a world which they still don't know a huge amount about yet, being drawn to these radical ideologies. I think especially younger people, I think they actually can be persuaded out of those positions. I certainly think that young people who get radicalized can be de-radicalized in most cases, absolutely.
I saw one gun in the floor and police was stopping here. There was a lot of people die injured.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.